Thanks for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. Fidel here.
Hey, Fidel.
I have WorldPay on the phone with me.
Okay.
And they want to talk to you, so you're on a conference call.
Okay.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, hi, my name's Tier. I'm in customer care, WorldPay. We're just trying to see whatever we can do to assist Fidel to get the process completed here. I know you're needing to go into his portal.
Yes.
And see the correct name on there.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of a process. It looks like someone here dropped the ball a little while ago, but we're going to go through the process of getting this changed over to his full prop.
Excellent.
We do have it. It just takes a little bit of time. I just wanted to see if there's anything else we can do before that's...
No, actually, once they see that the name has been converted over, then, you know, the issue has been alleviated and we can just complete the transaction with Fidel.
Okay.
Letter, if we issue a letter for you, Zach, won't help, a letter or something. I give vendors some checks, promise them that I will be funded like last Wednesday, supposedly. And
right.
Today is Monday, and that caused major problem for me.
Right. I can't guarantee that will resolve the issue. You could definitely send me a letter, and I can get that over to underwriting to let them know what is happening, that the process is taking place. You know, it'd be worth a shot to see if we could expedite the process.
Okay, so we can send it
you
to
could,
email?
My email is zmiller, M-I-L-L-E-R, at bankofcardiff.com.
Bank of Cardiff. How do you spell Cardiff?
It's spelled C-A-R as in car, D as in dog, I as in island, F-F as in Frank, like Cardiff, Wales, if you're familiar with London at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Repeat, Zach, the email for her one more time, please.
Okay. It's Z Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, at bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
My name is Zach.
Okay. And then what specifically would you need in the?
Just something stating that the F&N account is actually being either removed or it's being switched to the Fidel Fares account.
By mistake. It's not mine.
Yeah, or just being removed from his account as well, because that was the issue.
Okay. Okay. So I'll send that to your email, and at least that'll help to get the loan processed, or, you know, whatever we can do to help him.
How long do you think the whole transition is going to take to have that name just removed off his account altogether?
Well, to do that, it usually takes 2 to 3 business days through our process. So I'm going to get it started today. It's just...
Okay.
I really don't want to wait 2 or 3 business days. Again, I have people waiting on me. Stand by the check. Please don't deposit. And they think I'm lying. I give them a check just to, you know, to push them. I said, no, I was supposed to be funded last Wednesday, and they kind of say, Fidel, you promised. I cannot do that to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to get funded until you go and you logged in into my account. I didn't even know F&N on my account by mistake. I wasn't even aware of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here's the situation now. But WorldPay is on the one hand, want to help. It takes time. My rep didn't help me since last week, the one who's supposed to do that. So the lady at WorldPay, she's doing it on her own effort now. Technically, my rep is supposed to correct the mistake, but he's not cooperating with me.
Yeah.
So try, Zach, if you can convince the underwriter, if you're getting something that guaranteeing we will remove that, because she knows that's not my account.
Right.
She knows that's a different entity.
Yeah,
so
we
know. I hope so.
Yeah, we do know that it's a totally different entity, and it just needs to be removed. I'll do everything in my power to try to push this forward as soon as I
relieve
that letter. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, then, Zach, I will stay in touch. You will update me on decision from underwriter.
Yes.
And regarding WorldPay, ma'am, are you going to get back to me? What do you need? Anything we can, in case the underwriter doesn't approve, I need to be communicating with somebody here to solve the problem.
Yes, that's fine. I can, I'm actually speaking to the department now, just to send them a message to see what they would all need to get that taken care of. If I can just send over this document we have from you a couple years ago. or if they need anything additional. So I can definitely be in contact with you. I have your number.
Okay. All right. You have my number, 6712-3200, correct?
Yes. That's,
and you promise you're going to let me know. You're going to call me for sure.
Yes, if we need anything additional, but I can just send you a copy of what I'm sending Zach here.
Are you going to copy me also to my email?
Yeah, I can copy you on there.
Okay, that's fair. I think, Zach, that's fair enough for now.
Yes.
And I hope we get your approval from your people, and then it will be resolved no matter what, because not to my advantage, someone on my account doesn't belong to me anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not too happy to have someone doesn't belong to me sitting on my account. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, okay, lovely.
My power to get this wrapped up for you, Fidel.
Thank you, Zach. Okay, thank you, WorldPay.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.